We're doing Seif Gimel. Talitos Ketanim Shelanu, our Talis Katan. So you see that the Mechaber also had the Talis Katan, the small. When we say Talis Katan, you know what we mean. We mean like a mini Talis. The difference constructionally is there's a hole in the middle for your head to go through. So our Talis Katans. She'anu Nohagin Lilbosh, that our custom is to wear them. So you see that he was wearing something else at that time already, additional. Afal pi she'ein bem ituf. So step one, he says, okay, you're right, there's no ituf, you're not enwrapped in them, they're going on you, like a poncho, you know what they look like. Yotzei men yedei chovas tzitzis. Still, he says, those things are okay, you're still yotzei your tzitzis, even though you're failing to do a proper atifa. Nevertheless, the tov, the right thing to do, is la'aniach oso al rosho. You should taka bimis atef. We'll see in a second, it doesn't apply for those who are wearing a talis gadol. But you should, he's saying, Chaber saying, the right thing to do is, if you're not wearing a proper talis gadol, you're just wearing a talis katan, two, put it on your head. Rochbo lakomaso, like sideways, you know. Vulis atebo, and then wrap yourself in it. So you got more pictures here. Yeah, that's what it means. Like, you'll put it, like, hold it sideways, like, and then wrap your head in it. Where's the picture? This picture is a little optimistic. I think I have very big tzitzis, like talis katan, notwithstanding, this thing is much bigger than mine. But that's his drawing, that's what he wants you to do. Now, we men wear talis, it's not okay for us, we'll see. But anyways, for your boys, the bachrim, he wants you to wrap yourself up in a talis like that, a proper atifa.
Is he open over here also?
I don't know, is it a blood hole? Is it more than a little?
But if you don't wear a telescope.
We'll see in a second, not necessary for telescope, exactly. We'll get there shortly. But he's saying the right thing to do is if you're just wearing a talis katan, is to, because the sheet says that a tifa is off your head, and the bachim are wearing it and over their bodies, first you should say the bracha and be misatef.
That's fully chazanishia.
This is a serious talis. It's a serious talis katan, yeah. Yeah.
Serious.
Talis katan, it's enormous. It's not realistic. No one's is that big. I mean, like, mine's also Shir Chazanish, excuse me, and it ain't nowhere near that big. It's like 6 feet long. It's like it's a proper massive talus. Anyways, because in practice, if you tried, it's not so. Whatever, okay, it is what it is. Now.
Rav Scheinberg, when you can wear the tzitzit, the last tzitzit doesn't go higher than the previous one.
No, it does.
You must have longer tzitzit.
Nah. Nah. I don't know. Anyways, okay. So that's so he. But anyways, the Mechaber is saying clearly he wants you, ideally, to do a tifa. I myself have never seen it done. But that doesn't mean anything. I remember them talking about it in yeshiva, but I was like, I didn't do it. Anyone seen it done? So, okay, fine. That means nothing. He's saying that. Yeah, it's the Mechaber saying this. This is the tov. This is the right way to do it. Fine. Ba'achkach, and after you've. And wrap yourself in a talis properly for 4 seconds, let's call it. Vachakach, yibshechenu me'al rosho v'yilbishenu. Put it on your head as it belongs and wear it as it is worn. Okay? Mishabura says, Talitos Ketanim, the little talises. I don't know why it's Talitos Ketanim, not Talitos Ketanot. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Vushi Yeshbem Shiur. We're gonna get to this more later, but now we just speaks out that the shear is, forget the lamaisa, but we'll get in, I think in Tezayin, we'll discuss the lamaisa. Shakatan ben Teisha Shanim, that had 9-year-old boy, Yiskasa bo Rosh of Rubo, his head and most of the body is covered. Yeah, Talis Katan. Yeah, good point. Clearly, yeah. Yeah. So Talisim we always say, do we? So with talit team katanim. Was it talitim? Right, talis katan, not katana. I'm saying, so why does it say talitim katanim? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. What?
Yeah.
If it's in a cave, okay. Yes. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Moving on. I don't know. Nothing to say intelligent about it. So.
But
Vushi yesh bem shir shakatan menteisha shanim Yiskasa ben Rosh Veruba, a 9-year-old boy could cover himself and his head and most of his body. Vagadol ben Shalosh Asra Shanim, a 13-year-old boy, Makolpanim lo Yisbayash Latseitzbo ba'akrai b'rachol. Not a 13-year-old boy can be covered enough, he's not humiliated to run outside for a second to go in the street like that. Kilakom b'simin tezayin. Yeah, we'll see in tezayin, we'll discuss it's a whole long Mishabru there, how to figure out what Maisa it is. Ayin Shab Mishabru. We'll get there, it's a whole story. Fine. Sifkat and Vav. So he said upstairs that I lost my place, I'm sorry.
Even though people
eat
for the
Karas Kadim? Even though people eat for the Karas Kadim? So you're Yotzen Behen. Because nowadays, that's the way we wear everything without putting it over our head. We cover our bodies, like a talis katan. That's how you wear our talis katan, functions the same way other clothes do. There's no mention in the Torah, no hint in the Torah to actually having been mitzatef proper, to be enwrapped, right? Nevertheless, he wants it to be, in now going in Zion, he says that the tov, it's good to be mu'utaf, to be enwrapped in it. Nami dasa sovrim, to fulfill those shitas, those rishonim, to be in a dafka itaf. They want dafka enwrapment, to your head being enwrapped. Veneer de nohagin, it seems the custom is, shalolivar klal al talis katan, rak potrin oso bebircha talis gadol. We don't make a bracha on talis katan, that's the din, as you said a few minutes ago, you have in mind that you're mosi it. If you, what? We do not make a bracha on a talis katan. You and I wear talis for shachas, do not make a bracha on a talis katan. See? There you go. That's a good thing you can today. Because that's a good thing to learn. You should have it in mind. You don't make a bracha when you put talis katan on. It's a use when you were a boy, because now you're wearing a talis gadol. When you put on your talis, your gadol, talis gadol on the shul, you have in mind also to fulfill the bracha on your talis katan. Why isn't it? You don't need to do it twice. Veintzar klal is atabol. There's no bracha anymore. You don't. Oh, halacha maisa. Halacha maisa. If you are a grown man who wears a talis, you do not make a bracha on your talis katan. You wear. You don't make a bracha. You put it on standing up because of the din of standing up. But then when you go to shul and you wrap the chorus din standing up, maybe not. They said you put the big one on and make a bracha. And when you make a bracha, you have in mind your gadol and your katan also. Fine. So the, and if that's the case, you won't need to have ituf at all, the little one, which is what we do. Fine, b'magan Avram, b'iragra. Fine, last thing here, b'achar kach, after it fixes itself up, the ikar hakapeda be'eis levisha. The ikar issue of how yourself should be arranged with the tzitzis is the time you're wearing it. So that's after that, you're going to dress yourself properly. Okay. The ikar kapeda... But, we have to talk about it.